as auditor of the state of Indiana, Tim Berry signed billions of checks in his 7 years as our auditor. Now he is turning over the auto pen to the new state auditor, Dwayne Sawyer. Tim Berry is now the chair of the Indiana Republican Party. He's on our live line from Boston, where I guess a number of Republican Party leaders from across the country are getting together to talk about where Republicanism goes. Tim Berry, welcome.
Good to be with you, Amos.
It's good to have you here. How did your fellow party leaders take the news that our governor made history with Dwayne Sawyer, first African-American Republican to hold a statewide constitutional office?
Well, certainly it had made the way to Boston even before I was able to share the news with the chairman.
Mm-hmm.
And they were excited of the historic nature of this appointment in Indiana. And to me, I just want to applaud Governor Pence for making this appointment. It's a great example of the growing strength and broadening appeals that the Indiana Republican Party has in Indiana and where we want to continue to take it moving forward.
In his public remarks today, Auditor-designate Sawyer indicated that one of the things he had been thinking about was running for the office in 2014 and that he had talked to you about that.
That's correct. We had talked at an event, I remember, last November at the state party and then had lunch a month or so after that to discuss that possibility. So this is something that Dwayne has been thinking about, and you know, he's been an active party member for some time, and he's been contemplating this move, and met with the governor, and I'm pleased that the governor chose to ask Dwayne to move into this role.
Tim Berry, obviously we're moving, and particularly African-American communities across the country are going to be moving starting in 2014, 2015, and in 2016, a post-Barack Obama era.
Yep.
And in Indiana, having been here 38 years, there have been Republican candidates both here at the local level in Marion County and at a statewide level who have, over the years, garnered significant amounts of African-American support. That has not happened in recent years. That did not happen in the governor's race last year. Mitch Daniels, in his reelection in 2008, was able to get, I think it was like pushing, I believe the exit polls said about 20% of the African-American vote statewide. Governor Pence did not get that. Is the selection of a Dwayne Sawyer, a family man, a God-fearing family man from the Indianapolis suburbs, from a suburb that is fast-growing not only in overall population but in minority population, does that begin the road of Republicans to be able to reach back out to the African-American voter?
Amos, we as a party need to have this one-on-one conversation. We need to meet people where they are and encourage them and talk about what we as a party stand for. So many times the media defines what we as the Republican Party stand for. We need to have these conversations, and I think the appointment of Dwayne is an important step in elevating that conversation around communities across the state and speak directly with the individuals that we're going to need to have and that we need to hear from and that we want to be a part of our party moving forward.
Is this also something that says to the suburban counties, to Hamilton, to Hancock, to Johnson, and also about perceptions? Because I knew he was a member of the town council in Brownsburg, that he had been elected as the president of that town, but I did not know until today that he'd been a precinct committee person for almost 10 years, that he's been secretary of the 4th District Republican Committee. That's the Republican Committee for a number of counties in West Central Indiana, and I'm willing to bet you he's not the only African-American precinct committee person in our suburban counties.
He is certainly not, you know, so many times people, they look at an individual and think that they shouldn't be a Republican.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what we really need to do, Amos, is as a party, we need to do a better job of having that one-on-one conversation and encouraging people to become a part of our party and to take leadership roles within our party. You know, we also as a party have to recognize that if you want somebody that supports you on 100% of the issues, you're going to be a party of one.
Mm-hmm.
We have to really look at individuals and say, you know, do they care about me? Do they really want a better community? Are they working to build a better life for my children and my family and my grandchildren? Better educational opportunities, then those are that's the party that I want to identify with.
Tim Berry,
I think okay. Dwayne can do a great job of helping us reach out.
Tim Berry, is it also making sure that whether they're Hoosier Democrats or Hoosier Independents or Hoosier Republicans, don't put your foot in your mouth? That's what gets folks in trouble.
Well, exactly. What I've been saying is, we're speaking to the Republicans that have been identified with us in the past, but we're speaking to people who have not yet identified themselves as Republicans, and we're going to need to speak out to all of those people as we continue to grow the party.
As you look at 2014, how important is it for the state party to be more competitive in county races here in the largest county in the state, Marion County?
Not only in the election in 14, but in the election in 15. Marion County is a battleground, and we're here to fight. And we're not turning it over, and we're not going to concede. But the only way we can do that is opening up that dialogue.
Mm-hmm. And I know when my listeners see the television coverage today, they're going to see a great family and probably the cutest kids I've seen in a long time.
They are, aren't they?
Wait till you see the video. They stole the show in a positive way. I mean, it's hard for young kids to stay still for 20 minutes when you're facing a battery of cameras and strange-looking adults. But they were cool.
Dwayne is a great family individual, and his kids mean the world to him. He and his wife,
mm-hmm.
and you can tell that they are an important part of his life, and that's going to come through for voters across the state.
And you all are meeting. Republicans are meeting. That's what Morning Joe told me this morning. That's what Joe Scarborough said. Y'all are meeting in Boston. So what's Joe going to say Monday? Is he going to be nice to you guys Monday or what?
You know, we're talking about that dialogue of how do we as a party move on. And quite frankly, we've got to get over the election of last year, and we've got to start talking about the positive agenda that we want to propose for the future. And certainly we've been doing that in Indiana, talking about what we've done, historic tax cuts, more educational choice and opportunity for our children, good financial management, keeping families first. And we're focused on doing that in Indiana, and we as a party across the country need to focus on that as we prepare for the presidential election in 16.
Well, Tim Berry, the door will always be open to you on the program to come on and do that dialogue. Tim Berry is the chair of the Indiana Republican Party. He is in Boston right now with all the other chairs trying, hopefully, to get his party to understand some good Hoosier common sense.
Well, I think Governor Pence had some good Hoosier common sense today, and I applaud him for making the decision.
All right, Tim Berry, thanks very, very much for being with us. Appreciate it. 239-1310, 239-1310. John Zodi is Tim Berry's counterpart. He is the head of the Indiana Democratic Party. John is on our live line. John, how you doing?
I'm good, Amos. How are you?
I'm fine. First of all, your reaction to the Indiana Republican Party naming the first minority Republican to hold one of the statewide constitutional offices?
Well, we certainly welcome Mr. Sawyer to the job and look forward to seeing you know what kind of job he'll do moving forward. And you know we've got an election next year, and so we're going to be making sure that we have a competitive candidate of our own, and welcome to the job here on his first day.
How much pressure, though, does the fact that so far the Republican statewide ticket, there's three offices up, Secretary of State, Treasurer, and Auditor. They've got an African-American male, a white female. They got a chair to fill. They got two from the same county, which is unprecedented in Indiana. But how much pressure does this put on Democrats that they're going to have of your three an African-American up there somewhere?
Well, I think we have our strategy of the party moving forward. We have our issues that we believe speak to Hoosiers in a common sense way, as you put it, prior to talking to Mr. Berry. And so when we, the actions of the Republican Party don't necessarily cause an action or reaction from the Democratic Party. We believe that we have good competitive candidates. We'll have those moving into 2014.
Are you concerned that with a candidate like a Dwayne Sawyer, and assuming he makes no mistake and doesn't put his foot in his mouth between now and the 2014 election, we're talking about an attractive African-American family man, God-fearing man. That's the kind of candidate that Republicans have not fielded before, and given that a Dick Lugar could take 25 and 30% of the African-American vote here in Marion County, that Mitch Daniels in his reelection took about 20 to 22% of the African-American vote in Marion County, someone like Dwayne Sawyer could take 20 to 25% of the African-American vote in Marion County, and in order for a Democrat to be successful, you've got to come out of Marion County with a huge margin. You've got to come out with 90% plus of African-American voters. Are you concerned that a Dwayne Sawyer could harm Democratic margins here in the largest black community in the state, the largest county in the state?
Well, I have a lot of confidence in our county organizations, including Marion County, and I think that our Democratic candidates are going to be very competitive in 2014. I'm more concerned, putting Mr. Sawyer aside, because I don't know him, and just like I said, wish him well here on his first day. I'm more concerned about what's going on in state government as we move forward to 2014, and making sure that Hoosiers know that there is a lack of transparency and accountability in the state house. We've seen that over the last couple of weeks, Amos. Mm-hmm. And I think that we've got to make sure we hold our state officials accountable in making sure Hoosiers know in Marion County and every county around the state what issues are going on at the state house, and make sure that message is clear and that choice is clear next year.
So now this includes how long my previous caller, Tim Berry, stayed on the state payroll while being the head of the Indiana Republican Party.
Absolutely.
That also includes all of the mess and the scandal and the wolf tickets that Tony Bennett did over at the in the Indiana Department of Education, as well as the weird A through F grading system.
It does include that. When we're talking about transparency here, we're not accusing so much as asking the questions that should be asked by citizens of their government. We have a statewide official who was doing two jobs. He was doing a political job while he was being paid by the state of Indiana. We had a former superintendent of public instruction who was engaging, he and his staff were engaging in political activity on the taxpayer dime. We've got a secretary of state who was campaigning on a state Twitter account. There are all these things when you look at state government, no transparency, no accountability, no checks and balances, and that's what we have to make sure is clear to Hoosiers next year.
Is, as you have traveled around the state, one of the areas that Democrats are going to have to improve on is convincing Hoosiers in the smaller towns and the rural areas that Democrats are addressing their values. Are Democrats making progress in that area?
I believe we are. When you look at what Democrats stand for in Indiana, we help protect the middle class. We help protect education. We help protect access to services and the rights of every Hoosier. Mm-hmm. You and I have talked about the rights of voters before, Amos,
right.
And that is something that's come out of the legislature that the Republican leadership at the State House is slowly but surely chipping away the right to vote of Hoosiers all over the state in our urban areas and our rural areas. It doesn't matter where you live in Indiana, that right affects you if you're a voter. So with middle class issues, we're making sure, you know, we advocate for people to have coverage for health care. We advocate people that can have a good education, send their kid to school, and not have to make the tough choices, that every Hoosier should have the opportunity to succeed and make sure that they are able to make choices every day that are going to help their family be successful. And I believe that's what Democrats in Indiana stand for, and we're going to be able to communicate next year.
Given the Republican supermajority in the legislature, should Democrats and independents be concerned that Republicans might try to ram down Hoosiers' throats the kind of legislation that North Carolina just passed, not so much the voter ID. We've lived with that since 2004, but eliminating early voting on Sunday, severe restrictions on early voting, in-person absentee voting?
Mm-hmm. Well, I hate to call myself a conspiracy theorist here, Amos, but I think we are seeing a trend. You know, that happened in North Carolina last year. The Secretary of State in Ohio tried to get rid of early voting prior to the election and lost that battle. When you see all these things happening here in other states, we saw some overreach in this last legislative session, and that's again the important thing to talk to Hoosiers about are the checks and balances, the danger that can occur when one party controls everything, and there's a lack of transparency there.
And are Democrats going to point out that in the year and a half that we have had right to work, the unemployment rate still is a dangerously high, sluggishly high, doesn't seem to be going down?
Well, we're in the 12th month in a row of the Indiana unemployment rate being above the national average, so we'll see where it reports for July. I don't think that information's out yet, but yes, when Mike Pence ran for governor, he said job creation is going to be job one, and instead he's focused on, not caring what certain Hoosiers have to say on his Facebook page. He's focused on a divisive social agenda, and he's got problems in state government, and the absolute priority of our governor should be making sure that we create jobs and making sure that unemployment rate goes down, and it's not happened thus far.
John Zody is the chair of the Indiana Democratic Party. Thanks very much for being with us. Glad to have you.
Have a good one. Thanks.
All righty.